passed on this morning at 9:45. He was he has been ill for quite a while, almost close to a year, and he was now bedridden, suffering from what the doctors have been saying is thoracic cancer. The doctors were actually surprised that he had lived this long, but he was fighting on.
Yes, I remember speaking with him a few months ago, and he was basically talking about losing his voice and that he had problems with his throat.
Yes, the last few months of his life, like he told you earlier on, he was battling with his throat, and he slowly lost his voice. In fact, in the last few months, we could no longer communicate with him. It's tragic that we have lost such a great man.
How would you remember your uncle?
Gordon has given service to the people of this country all his life. He started off, I think, in the early days after he had left school. He was an agricultural demonstrator, and he worked for many years in the area of Msengezi, farming community, until he came to the university where he did research and then moved on to the United States of America to do his first degree. He qualified as a sociologist, came back to Zimbabwe, and was a lecturer at the University of Rhodesia then. And he did his master's in London until he did his doctorate and thesis on African religion. That's the kind of service he has given to a lot of people who have passed through the University of Zimbabwe. As you also probably remember, he was very, very, very active in politics. He's a man who has given service to his people, in short.